today.
This is Free Talk Live. We're launching in hour number three. You can take control of the airwaves toll free, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231, also known as the Packet8.net toll free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site completely free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. You know, the FBI, we mentioned them earlier in the show as to how they're having apparently a really tough time with the whole email concept. They're a little behind the ball on that. In fact, I think the story was that there was a percentage of the FBI agents that had gone ahead and converted to email, but the rest of them were still trying to figure it out. So it's just amazing. You know, these guys can barely figure out how to check their email. How are they actually investigating crimes? I don't know. Not so great.
In fact,
they're not so great at pretty much anything they try. According to Michael Hampton at HomelandStupidity.us, the Federal Bureau of Investigation has lost or had stolen 160 laptops in 4 years, including 10 with sensitive or classified information and one containing personal information on FBI employees, according to a report released Monday by the Department of Justice Inspector General. In addition, 160 weapons were lost or stolen from the FBI in that same time period. Now, who do you think might be taking these things? Who's the most likely culprit to steal FBI laptops and weapons?
FBI agents.
I'd think so, too.
They're the ones that have access.
Yep. The audit noted that while the FBI had succeeded in reducing the number of lost and stolen laptops and weapons since the 2002 audit, FBI employees didn't always report the losses properly. So they were still losing laptops back in 2002. It's just that they've slightly reduced the number of lost laptops every year. They're slowing the hemorrhaging of your taxpayer dollars, just barely. Prior to our follow-up audit, the FBI didn't maintain records indicating which of its laptop computers actually contained sensitive or classified information, the report said. Moreover, during this follow-up review, the FBI could not identify for us the contents of many of the lost and stolen laptops, including whether they contained sensitive or classified information. So they know they're losing laptops, they're not so sure.
They don't even know what's on them.
Though they're getting better at figuring that out. Two of the laptops contained sensitive but unclassified information, and 8 contained classified information, but the FBI couldn't determine whether 43 of the 160 contained sensitive or classified information, the report said. Hey, we just don't know. Man, you know, what's the matter now? They're gone.
Yeah, what difference does it make?
The results are an improvement on findings in a similar audit in 2002, according to the Washington Post, which reported that 354 weapons and 317 laptops were lost or stolen at the FBI over about 2 years. They follow the high-profile losses last year of laptops containing personal information from the VA and the IRS. In a statement yesterday, the FBI's assistant director emphasized that the report showed significant progress in decreasing the rate of loss for weapons and laptops. Isn't that amazing? This is what their progress is that, well, we only lost 160 compared to 300 this year.
Well, I'd have to say that that's really what they have to be hoping for, is at some point or another you're going to lose or have stolen laptops. I mean, that's just going to happen. If you have laptops,
I wonder how many laptops,
some are going to get lost. But
how many laptops get stolen from, say, Gateway Computers or Dell, you know, where there are laptops everywhere? How many laptops does a private company lose in a year?
Well, I would think that to some extent the FBI agents are going out in the field, and that's, you know, that's where things get lost. Probably not at the office.
I don't know about that, because then if you've got it checked out in the field, then you'd be responsible for it, wouldn't you?
Well, responsible. What do you do? Okay,
find one sitting around the office and take it home.
I take your laptop out into the field as an employee. Let's say I'm an employee and I take your laptop out in the field to do some work, and you know, I turn my back for a moment, it disappears off the coffee house table. Somebody snatches it and runs away.
Would I charge you for it?
Right. Now, you know, when you're talking about a government bureaucracy, obviously not. Now,
yeah.
The smaller the employer, it would seem like the more likely they would be to say, hey, what about my laptop? But, you know, it's going to happen.
It's true. Senator Charles Grassley wasn't impressed.
Not that I think that 160 in a year is good.
He said, making progress might seem like a win for the FBI, but it's unacceptable when you're talking about lost weapons and computers with sensitive information. The FBI has more than 20,000 laptops and more than 50,000 weapons in its inventory, said the report. And CNN reports assistant director saying, "We acknowledge more needs to be done to ensure the proper handling of the loss and theft of weapons and laptops and the information maintained on them." The report also noted that most of that of the 160 missing weapons, seven of them had been recovered. Many of the weapons were stolen from FBI agents' vehicles and homes. In some cases, agents simply left them behind at restaurants, grocery stores, and restrooms.
Could happen, you know.
And, you know, they're not yours anyway, so who cares if you lose them, right? You lose your weapon, you're just going to get another one. Eight of them were brazenly stolen from an FBI SWAT van during the 2005 Super Bowl. So much for gun control. Opines Michael Hampton at homelandstupidity.us. 1-800-259-9231. If you've got another example of government boondoggles and screw-ups, would love to hear from you. 800-259-9231. And, of course, beyond the fact that the FBI is a completely unconstitutional agency anyway...
It doesn't seem like the federal government has any business trying to do, you know, FBI work... You know, the kind of law enforcement the FBI does.
Right. I mean, law enforcement, as far as, I mean, if you're looking at the different levels of law enforcement, why do you need to have an FBI? I mean, the local sheriffs can get some crimes solved, and they could work with the other local sheriffs that might be in the area, the neighboring counties, that sort of thing. They could easily, with the internet and telephone lines, interface with one another, fax machines, and share the information that they need to. FBI doesn't streamline this process.
The FBI sprang up in certain areas that the local police weren't doing a very good job. For instance, kidnapping across state lines, especially ransoms. That kind of thing. Local police just weren't equipped to handle those sorts of situations, so they went to a larger law enforcement body. I think that in this case, now you're talking, most states have some version of the FBI. Like, for instance, you know, the state police handle it, or in Florida it's the FDLE. That kind of thing. They handle those sorts of issues, and I think they could handle intrastate kidnapping and ransoms pretty well. The FBI also handled. To a large extent, they handled the prohibition, and they're integral in that. And probably the place where they make the most sense to me is in the South in the 60s, during integration and all those really rough time periods. Blacks weren't getting a lot of good, weren't getting a good shake from the local law enforcement, even the state law enforcement. In Alabama, Mississippi, Georgia, those kind of places, Texas, those kind of places. It was a crappy place to be a black person. And so the FBI came in, stepped in, and, largely made the police do what they had, they did.
Well, I'd like to see them go away. Mm-hmm. Because in the case that you mentioned, if it didn't pan out correctly, then those people could have just moved to a different state where they would have been more accepted.
Well, they were very, very poor at the times. At times, the thing is libertarianism applies to today. I don't want to try to debate old issues with people because, when you start getting into areas where,
right, you're also dealing with history that was written by many pro-government historians.
Right, that's the issue is I'm fighting, against history that was written by socialists.
Yeah.
So, it's a difficult thing to do. Let's talk about today. And in today's society, pretty much anybody can move anywhere. If illegal
immigrants, you got a Greyhound ticket.
If illegal immigrants can move into this country, with not a penny in their pocket, then people can move anywhere.
Yeah, anybody else that says they can't get out of where they are just full of excuses. That's all there is to it. It doesn't take much to get a $69 Greyhound ticket and a few hundred bucks in your pocket. In the case of in many people, you just go somewhere and then you look for help. I mean, you can move. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. I'd like to see them go away. Of course, I'd like to see the entire federal government go away, but hey, that's my fantasy. In the meantime, it looks like they're going to exist and continue to lose weapons and continue to lose laptops, try to figure out the whole email revolution, and who knows what other boondoggles will come out next about these people. Coming up on the show here, there's a very strange story that it's bizarre in the way that the story we had last night was just bizarre. It's a story about something called purity balls. And no, it's not dirty. Not talking about like the dirty kind of balls. I'm talking about like a ballroom sort of occurrence, something that goes on in a ballroom, that sort of thing. Purity balls. It does have to do with sex. So don't get confused, okay? We're not pandering here. More's on the way. You can take control. Bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as a common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. Bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. The packet 8.net toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where all the features are totally free, including the updates. You get signed up, we'll clue you in whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. Get on the list at updates.freetalklive.com. That's updates. www.freetalklive.com. And the Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival, better known as Pork Fest, is June 18th through the 24th. At Pork Fest, you'll be able to talk with New Hampshire natives and those who've made the move here and discuss the progress and the future of the Free State Project, as well as socialize with hundreds of fellow activists and lovers of liberty. Register today at porkfest.com. That's PORCFEST.com. As always, you bring up anything, toll free number 800-259-9231. As we go to a story that's pretty bizarre. It's about something that I've never heard of before, and maybe you have, but this is news to me, and Mark, it might be news to you as well. No sex, please. We're daddy's little girls from the AFP, Washington. It has all the ingredients of a wedding. The proud tuxedo-clad father, the frosted white cake, the limousines, and even an exchange of vows. But there's no groom, and the girl in the long gown is no bride. She's daddy's little girl, there to take a vow of chastity. In what's becoming a trend among conservative Christians in the United States, girls as young as 9 are pledging to their fathers to remain virgins until they wed in elaborate ceremonies dubbed purity balls.
So they're sort of like debutante balls, and, you know, that everybody can, you know, debutante balls used to be very exclusive, but, you know, now with the middle class becoming more and more wealthy and the upper middle class, you know, not necessarily wanting to get into society so much. Maybe this is sort of the answer to that. I don't know.
Well, did debutantes have to take essentially pledges to not have sex?
They didn't take pledges or anything like that, but I think the idea was that these were very...
That was just to get all dressed up and do things prim and proper, right? That was what a debutante was.
But they weren't getting taken out back and doing something terrible, you know, something nasty back there. You know, the debutantes were the good girls.
Is this as strange to you as it is to me? This seems very weird. Now, I'm not a conservative Christian, so maybe I just don't get it. But to have a celebration that's based around the idea of sex, but not really about sex. It's about pledging that you won't have sex, but doing it with your father. And there's just some weird elements to this. And I'd like to know what you think about it. 800-259-9231. According to the article, the gala affairs are intended to celebrate the father-daughter relationship. The highlight is when the fathers and daughters exchange vows, with dad signing a covenant to protect his daughter's chastity by living an unblemished life. What's that mean? What does that mean?
Are you really asking me?
Yeah.
Well, I mean...
Unblemished meaning...
When you're talking about conservative Christians, the idea is that, you know, they, especially the daughters, you know, they're guarding the sex machine. And, you know, they're the last gatekeeper in the sex machine. You know, that, you know, pretty little daughter you have, and... So,
but wait, what does living an unblemished life have to do with protecting their daughter's chastity?
The daughters aren't supposed to be living a blemished life.
No, it's the dad signing a covenant to protect his daughter's chastity by living an unblemished life, and the daughter promising not to have sex until marriage.
I see. Well,
what dad's behavior have? I don't understand.
Well, you know, if he's providing a bad example by, drinking and not shaving, or
and having sex with women or something
without marrying them,
that sort of thing.
I guess.
Many fathers, you
can't very well ask the girl to be chaste and sexually moral if you don't ask the dad to do it.
Many fathers at the ceremonies also slip purity rings around the finger of their misty-eyed daughters or offer them chastity bracelets and other jewelry that the girls can entrust to their husbands on their wedding night. Quote, the father makes a pledge that he's going to keep his mind pure and be faithful to her mother, and there's also a time when there's a conversation about putting the right kind of things in your mind, such as the father not using pornography, says Leslie Unruh, founder of the Abstinence Clearinghouse, a leader in the so-called purity movement, told the AFP in describing the balls. She said some 1,400 purity balls were held across the United States in 2006, mainly in the South and Midwest, and double that number were expected to take place this year. Mike Parcha, because whoever it is that's organizing these things, it's going to become a whole new industry like weddings are, with overpriced crap, and they'll continue to market themselves and get more popular because, you know, girls eat this stuff up. Mike Parcha, who recently attended, and of course it's meaningless.
Oh,
it really is just a little silly ceremony to make people feel the dad feel better about his daughters, it won't do a damn thing to actually keep them from having sex with anyone.
Well, I think
not
it will. I think it will do something. I mean, in the same way you can get you know, somebody's signature on a sales agreement that's essentially meaningless, you have them sort of commit to it to some extent. But what I think the problem is that obviously some of these girls are going to go on and be immoral, quote unquote, before marriage, and it's going to make them feel terrible. It's going to make them feel terrible.
That's a good point, too. Well, at least they'll have gotten some jewelry out of it. Mike Parcha, because I like that stuff, who recently attended one of these balls with his 11-year-old daughter, Laura, in the western state of Colorado, said the events reinforce his family's Christian beliefs. He says, "We realize that purity is a lifestyle, not an event, and this is just a celebration of that lifestyle and that relationship I have with my daughters. The ball is a culmination of the relationship we have with God and with each other." He said his three daughters have looked forward to attending the balls and have no qualms about pledging to remain virgins until marriage.
And I think the other problem with this is that, you know, the girl that I was dating when I was 18 years old, things wouldn't have worked out if we would have gotten married.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe if I was a more moral and upright 18-year-old, I would have had a better shot. But the fact is, young marriages just... They have a less of a chance of working out. So by saying, you know, you have to swear to purity, essentially says you're going to get married young because, well, we're human beings.
Horny.
Right. We're human beings and we want to have sex and that's what we were created to do.
Believe it or not. Yeah, we were.
And so, you know, I mean, you're essentially, what, creating broken marriage, kids whose father, you know, is living with some other woman now.
I just think it's a terrible idea to encourage this sort of behavior,
because
and I agree.
Kids come around in marriages. Sorry, that's what happens. It seems to me, if your daughter's humping a few different guys, but at least on birth control, you're probably in a better shape.
That's true. And then
you won't have grandchildren you've got to take care of when she's 22. You won't have 5-year-olds running around.
And also, what I consider to be the serious issue of a couple not having sex before marriage. I just think that's a terrible, terrible idea to not have sex before marriage. Well, I'll get into that here in a few moments, but we'll finish up the story here. They're all for it. They just think it's the greatest thing, says Dad, who's a college math teacher. We raise our children as Christians, we share the same beliefs, and we're on the same page. It's not like there's a tug of war of any kind going on. His two older daughters, aged 11 and 18, have attended the balls, while the youngest, who's 4, must wait a few years, maybe because she needs to be able to have some concept of what's going on. The three girls, along with their three brothers, are all homeschooled. Now, why don't they do these for the boys? Parcha's oldest daughter, Christy, who recently graduated from high school, is now working on a fictional book about the emotional purity of a young girl as she grows up. The first purity ball in the United States was organized in 1998.
Sounds like they're just really hung up on their daughters being virgins.
There's something twisted about this.
They keep them out of public school.
There's something very strange about all this, and I want to hear from you as to what you think. This is Free Talk Live.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism.
Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
It's a fact. You can legally eliminate credit card debt, which has been fraudulently created by the banks. Since its creation in 1913, the Federal Reserve has not been held responsible for its own debt. So why should you, the hardworking American, be harassed for yours? There's a double standard when it comes to being responsible for debt, and unlike the Federal Reserve, the people of this country can't print more money when needed. Day of Jubilee has created a successful program designed for people that want to stop harassing calls and threatening letters from bill collectors. This is not a debt consolidation company. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their credit card debt instead of living each day in fear. It's time to turn your life around. Call Day of Jubilee, open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Standard Time at 920-293-8024. That's 920-293-8024 and ask for Robert. Don't wait any longer to get your life back in order.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the live streams. There's a broadband version of the show and a dial-up version totally free for you at freetalklive.com. Once again, that toll-free number, the packet 8 on that toll-free line, 800-259-9231.
SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows that the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful, they record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy so that your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com or call 1-800-544-6359. That's 800-544-6359. Do business with businesses that support FTL.
We're talking about what I find to be kind of a weird, spooky thing, this concept that I've just discovered here, and I think probably the first you've heard of it, because it's relatively new. The concept is only about 10 years old. It's something called a purity ball, and it's an event held for a young girl and her father. They get together and they have this what resembles a marriage. There's an exchange of vows. There are rings that are exchanged as well. And the purpose is to have the father pledge that he's going to be pure somehow, or he's going to not be a bad man or whatever. Unblemished life is what he's supposed to have. And the daughter is supposed to pledge that she's not going to have sex before her wedding night. And it's kind of spooky, as you were pointing out right before we went to break, Mark. Like, there's some sort of weird obsession here with these Christian guys, and not all Christians do this, it's only some of them, But there's this weird obsession with these Christian fathers with their daughters and sex. And that's what this whole thing is about. The whole purity ball concept is all about their daughters having sex. Not right then, but down the line. It just seems a little strange to me. Doesn't it to you?
It seems rather strange to me. And it seems like only a chance to sabotage the relationship in the future. I mean, if you make this, you have this elaborate ball, and you have your daughter make this vow, and you can't tell me they're not pressured into this in some way, especially if their older sisters have done all this.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, Daddy, I don't think I want the purity ball. You know, I mean, come on.
Well, why would they say no to it, right? I mean, it's a day. It's another day about them, like the weddings are. Oh, it's your day. You know, they get dressed up, they get jewelry, they get probably some gifts, they get a ring. I mean, why would they say no to it, right?
Well, they don't really have the option, and
right.
it's not like
beyond
they're
that.
You know, at the ages that they do these things, the girls don't have the same sorts of drives, and they don't have the same sorts of pressures in their lives that, desires, you know, their lives aren't in the same places that they will be.
Right. For your 11-year-old daughter to say, Daddy, I won't have sex till I get married, means virtually nothing.
And, well, it does mean something in that once they make that promise, then once they do it, whether they're 16, I think the average age is 17 for women.
When they first have sex, you mean?
When they're 21, whatever age it is that they decide to have sex for the first time, if they do it outside of wedlock, then it puts this barrier between the girl and her father. You know, I've broken a promise. I've done something terrible.
She feels guilty. She feels bad. But there possibly are worse consequences. We'll get to those here. The first Purity Ball was organized by Generations of Light in 1998, a popular Christian ministry in Colorado. Randy Wilson, who runs the ministry with his wife, said the idea was to create an event that celebrates the bonds between father and daughter. Quote, we saw that in our culture there wasn't a place for the father to work for a good relationship with his daughter, so this relationship allows the daughter to become a stronger person in her culture as she's bombarded with all the sexual images that are out there. Wilson, who has 5 daughters, sounds pretty pie in the sky to me, says the balls have become so popular over the years there's now a waiting list for those wishing to attend. Other Christian churches from around the world are inquiring about them. The popularity of the balls in the United States, especially among evangelical Christians, mirrors the Bush administration's support of abstinence education in U.S. schools. The government's funding for such initiatives has more than doubled in recent years to $206 million. But critics say that while teaching abstinence to children might be laudable, it's just as essential to make them aware of sexually transmitted diseases and condom use. They also point to studies showing the majority of adolescents who take purity pledges break them within a few years, often by engaging in risky and unprotected sex. Remember, these kids, the message that they're getting from their peers in the Christian world and from their family members and their churches is that sex is bad, it's only good when you have a marriage first, and don't have sex. That's the message that's going out there. There's virtually no education about birth control. There's virtually no education about safe sex,
right,
or STDs.
In a lot of cases, that's just, it seems to these parents that that's advocating premarital sex. No, we're not going to talk about
advocating safety.
We're not going to talk about STDs because you're not supposed to be having sex. We're not going to talk about, sex in a healthy relationship because you'll figure that out when you get married. Here's the information you need to know. You don't have sex until you get married. That's all I've got to tell you.
End of story.
That's it. And it leaves the kids just completely disarmed.
Right,
and
because then
in the case of this family here, they're sending the boys to public schools,
mm-hmm.
but they're keeping the girls home and homeschooling them. Essentially,
really? Did I read something?
Isn't that what you suggested?
No, they're all homeschooled. I saw that. All of them, their brothers and their
sisters. I'm sorry. I got somewhat confused there. But, you know, it doesn't change the fact that most American families have a double standard as to what they believe their boys and what they believe their girls should be doing.
That's true. And it also doesn't change none of it. None of the pledges and the ceremonies and the signings and everything. None of that changes the fact that, as you pointed out, humans were made to have sex with one another. Now, eventually, these girls who've taken these pledges and who know virtually nothing about sex are going to have a boyfriend, and they're going to be alone with that boy at some point, we don't know if he's taken any pledges. It's likely that he wants to get in her pants. And she's going to feel something. You know, there's going to be some sort of a drive. There's going to be, maybe a little bit of horniness going on. And
of course there is.
She's not going to know how to react to that. When one thing leads to another, she's not going to know what to do, what the appropriate precautions are to take. And in fact, as it turns out, the majority of them break their pledges and engage in risky and unprotected sex. One study found that 88% of these pledgers wind up having sex before marriage.
88%.
88%.
I'm sure that's true.
Unfortunately, these young people tend to, once they start having sex, to have more partners in a shorter period of time and use contraception much less than their non-pledging peers.
It's because of that that schism that occurs between them and their family because of this pledge in the first place. You know, now I'm a bad person. I've broken the pledge.
Right.
Well, you know, what do bad people do? They do bad things. I guess I better
keep it quiet. In fact, here, the expert here...
Rather than talking to their parents about,
they can't talk to
topics.
They're frightened to death.
Right.
In fact, here the executive vice president for the Advocates for Youth, Deborah Hauser, says teens might pledge with the best of intention, then as they break their pledges, they're so shamed and embarrassed, it's unlikely they'll go for help. Let's go to the phones and talk to Dale in New York. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hey, Dale.
Hi.
Hey, what's on your mind?
The pledge situation you're talking about.
Yeah.
It's, to me, it sounds like a bunch of bunk. Because I have a 25-year-old daughter, a 23-year-old son, and then I have a very young son that's going to be 10 soon.
Mm-hmm.
And the way I dealt with my daughters, I told her the truth. I told her exactly how the world works. I told her exactly how American males operate. Because I was one.
Sure. You still are, I think.
And I'm married, and I love my wife, and right. I'm settled. But, you know, I had to wait till I was about 30 years old to even think about being married, because I wasn't ready then.
Mm-hmm.
Till then. All this, people like to hide their head in the sand about how the world operates. I don't play those games with my children.
And how did it help her? How did the not playing those games help her growing up?
Well, she actually told me, before she went to college, you realize I'm not going to wait till I'm 21 to lose my virginity. I said, you volunteered enough information? Thank you for sharing that. But she's been responsible.
Unfortunately, I wish we weren't. Hang on, I'm going to put you on hold. I want you to tell the story because I don't want to lose your cell phone. I want you to get in a better cell. 800-259-9231. What's the right way to address sexuality with your children? I don't think it's to ignore it. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops is the original formula that was copied by others but never duplicated. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by a master herbalist, Jim Strauss, after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery, and Jim said no. He developed Strauss Heart Drops, the formula that has been copied by others but never been surpassed. Get the original Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.99. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. You've probably heard about the other products that have tried to copy the Strauss formula. Well, get the original Strauss Heart Drops by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you can really do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Right now, 65% of Americans are overweight. Experts say by the year 2010, that number will increase to 75% and 35% will be obese. Because of these deadly statistics, Dr. Joel Wallach, host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, has done extensive research and has found what he believes is the biggest breakthrough in weight loss in 50 years. It's called Slender FX. Slender FX opens the door for a healthy metabolism, permanent weight loss, reduction of low thyroid symptoms, and considerably increased energy by helping to balance your leptin levels. Finally, a weight loss breakthrough you can trust. Go to NoFatsNow.com and discover the amazing benefits of Slender FX today. Take the 90-day challenge just in time for summer. If it's not everything we say and more, simply return the empty bottles and get your money back, guaranteed. Visit NoFatsNow.com or call 800-972-8211. That's 800-972-8211. And for a limited time only, find out how you can get a free bottle of Slender FX by going to NoFatsNow.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. I'd give you the number, but we're loaded with calls, so don't even bother. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features totally free. We'd like your support on a voluntary basis. We'd like you to vote for us. We'd like you to go to vote.freetalklive.com. We'd like you to shop with us at store.freetalklive.com and amazon.freetalklive.com. And finally, we'd like you to become a Free Talk Live amplifier by going to amp.freetalklive.com. For $3 a month, you can help support the show. It's a completely voluntary option. That's amp.freetalklive.com. As we go back to Dale in New York, hopefully Dale in a better cell area. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, great. Yeah, just we're talking about this weird concept called purity balls. It's Christian fathers essentially pledging with their daughters to for them to not have sex before they get married. I say it's absolutely absurd. You had raised your you were going to give us an example from when you were raising your daughter, and as to how you essentially were honest with her about, you know, what sex is, what it's all about in America. And she told you when she was going off to college that she wasn't going to wait until she was 21. You said essentially that's okay. What was the rest of that story?
Well, anyway, she understood she had to protect herself because I made it clear to her that if she gets pregnant, for instance, her college career's over. And that seemed to sink in.
Mm-hmm.
You still there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here.
Okay. And she's done fine so far. You know, she's going to have a child on her terms, not
anybody else. No STDs?
Huh?
No STDs that you know of?
No, no.
Right?
No.
So you were straight up with her, and as a result, she's in a, you know, at least a relatively healthy relationship, no kids at 21, and moving on with her life. And,
well,
and
she's
and
25 now.
Right.
She's,
well, that's, and she
doesn't still starting out her career.
That's fantastic. I just want to congratulate you for taking that tact with your daughter. Whether or not you believe in God, I mean, the whole religion thing isn't even an issue here. It's just common sense.
And I do believe, but, you know, I try to be a Christian, and I try to use the Christian values, but all the dogma, I've had it with it. I'm sick of hearing it.
Thank you, Dale.
Because some people run around thinking they're superior.
Thank you. I really appreciate the call. 1-800-259-9231.
And the other implication is my daughter is really only worth her chastity.
What do you mean?
Well, that's what's the best thing about my daughter. Let's have a big ball to celebrate the fact that my daughter hasn't had sex yet. Now, let's have a big ball to celebrate what a great human being your daughter is. How wonderful she's, the things she's accomplished in her life, her gymnastics, her school, or anything like that.
Yeah.
Let's not have a ball for her vagina.
Wow, yeah, that's a great way to break that down. Yeah, you're absolutely right. Let's go to Gene, the Christian anarchist in Tennessee. Gene, what do you think about all this?
Hey, Ian.
Hey, Gene, what's on your mind?
The fountain of freedom and tolerance.
Yes, sir.
Except for in one case.
Whenever
somebody talks about religion or their religious beliefs, all of a sudden Ian gets that little sneer in his voice. And he gets that little talking down tone in his voice.
Hey, wait a minute. We just talked to a religious guy a moment ago, and I agree with
him. You go back and listen to your tape of this show, and you're going to hear it just like I did. And you know what I'm talking about.
This isn't a shot against religion, Gene. It's a shot against insanity.
It's a shot against religion every time religion comes up on your show, and you know.
Not fair at all, Gene. That's not true. If you want to be religious, it's your business.
Well, thank you. I'm glad you gave me that freedom.
No, you already have that freedom. I'm just letting you know that's
that
how I feel.
Freedom anyway. Okay.
I'm just letting you know that's how I feel,
but
Gene.
If people want to raise their children in a certain way, what business is it of yours?
Well, I'm a little bit concerned for their kids because they're going to go out and have unprotected sex. They're going to get pregnant at an early age, and I think that that's, you know, it's not my business. I'm just talking out against it.
Why
I think
are
it's
you
a bad
concerned
choice.
With it? Well, how about I talk out against homosexuality?
You can do that. It's Free Talk Live. Go right ahead.
I can do that, but you see, I don't. You don't hear me talking against homosexuality, do you?
Well, that's good because there's nothing
because
actually wrong with that.
It's something called tolerance, Ian.
Right.
And maybe you need to learn a little bit of it. Now, I know of somebody who happened to have come from another country where they don't necessarily believe in God.
Mm-hmm.
But in that country, which was a communist country, of course I'm talking about China, they promote non-promiscuity. And most of the girls there grow up virgins. My gosh, what a horrible concept. They're virgins. They go through college and keep their virginity.
Can you imagine?
And they don't even have a religion, Ian.
Bizarre.
It's a social structure, and it promotes purity, and it helps to cut down on VD, and it helps to cut down on unwanted pregnancies, and it cuts down on abortions. Now, unfortunately, in China, they also promote abortions, which is getting to be a real big problem over there now, because an awful lot of girls are getting abortions. And then they find out after they get married at 25 or 30, by golly, they can't have children. So the whole idea of holding yourself back for marriage is a darn good one.
I don't know if I agree with
that. People promote
that.
You know, they can promote
it
through communism. They can promote it through communism, or they can promote it through religion. Either way,
how is it that it's a good idea, Gene? How is it that... How could that be a good idea to hold yourself back for marriage when you could get married to somebody and then discover
because
that you're completely sexually incompatible?
It is a health issue that you cannot disprove, that promiscuity causes sexual diseases.
I'm not asking for, I'm not suggesting promiscuity at all. I'm suggesting that people
you're
be careful.
You were just talking about a girl banging with a rubber a little while ago. Or actually,
what?
You weren't. That was your partner there. Talking about how it's much better for her to go out and get humped with a rubber than to hold herself.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you're going to go out and have sex, then you should be safe.
I don't think that was the context that I was using it in.
Being safe is different from being promiscuous.
I certainly used a little bit more coarser language, but that's exactly what you were saying.
I think that when you're talking about promiscuity, you're talking about just going out and just having sex on a whim, and I don't think that that takes into factor the safety issue, which I'm very concerned with, and I think is a huge issue that needs to be addressed. And I wish we had more time, Gene, but thank you for the call. 800-259-9231.
You hit that one out of the park. I've got to say. I mean,
what
that
do you
was
mean?
It was a great call.
What part?
Well, you know, he held our feet to the fire on the religion issue.
Right, it was a good call. I haven't attacked anybody's religion.
All I'm saying is, look, young people, mostly going to have sex. And this sets them up for failure.
I don't care if it was... you know what? It just happens to be that these purity balls are put on by Christians. I would have talked about it if it was some sort of atheist thing. I think it's bizarre. And I think it's a bad idea. And I'm not advocating promiscuity. I'm advocating that you be safe when you have sex. And I just think it's a bad idea to get involved in a marriage, which is, in many cases, a legal agreement between two people and a state government, before you've actually had some sort of physical contact. 1-800-259-9231. We got to roll through a bunch of calls here, very short periods of time, so try to make your points as brief as possible. As we go to Reb in Colorado, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hey, Reb.
You're right. The Jesus freaks in Quilarado are questionable. But there's three of us here, Reb, Bob, and Scout. We found this website. It has something to do with what you're talking about, but it's called www.covert-systems.com. And when you go to it, click on audio and body wire receivers, because we got the victims of this kind of crime where they put together a fake tape. And one of the Jesus freaks, as a matter of fact, he claimed to be a victim of the crime also.
What crime are you talking about?
Eavesdropping. And we got the tape, and you look at this website, you see how they put together an outfit out of Prescott Valley, Arizona, Ross and Associates, and all this stuff is criminal. But if you got a badge, you can get a hold of it. Nobody else.
So this is some sort of a recording equipment. I'm sorry, we're short on time, but thank you for the call. Some issue about recording equipment being available to
and Jesus freaks.
I don't understand it. Let's continue with, let's go to Terry in Toronto. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hello, guys.
Hey, Terry. Sure.
I just wanted to give you a little update from Toronto. Recently, a survey came out, and 50% of people said they would support a smoking ban in apartment buildings.
Oh, gosh.
Yes.
A survey. Crazy. Okay, that's going to empower the politicians. I'd expect you probably have some legislation probably by next year on that one. Terry, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231 is the number. No time for your calls, but we do have time for Matt in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hi, guys. Way back in hour one, you were talking to somebody, Tim from Illinois, who lived near Kankakee.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm in Illinois. I'm not close to Kankakee, but I'm in the same general area. I know where it is, and I was interested in him getting in touch with me or meeting.
Here's what I would recommend. Go to local.freetalklive.com. There are 50 different subforums, one for every single state in the country. Just post a message in there looking for Tim or looking for others who are in my area, that sort of thing. That's going to be the best way. Those subforums are going to be the best way for people in each individual state, in each area of each state, to get in touch with one another and to get together and strategize about contacting local radio stations on behalf of Free Talk Live. Thanks for the call, and good luck with that, Matt. All right, it's been Ian here with you.
And Mark.
All right, whether you want to talk about sex or some sort of issue or whatever's on your mind, we'll be back tomorrow night online. In the meantime, in fact, we do have a sex issue for tomorrow night when Julia will be joining us. This is Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.